Tonight on TMSPM, are howling dogs okay?
Don't see why not. Facebook gets all emo.
When the Force actually awakens.
Ant-Man will get small again.
Daniel Craig don't want to do it again.
The esports update.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of The Morning Stream. PM.
This is The Morning Stream. But it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM, the PM edition of the Frog Pants morning show called TMS. And we do the little evening version on Thursdays. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Scott.
How's it going, man? What's going on? How are you?
This is like the after dark. The After Dark voices.
Remember that on USA, up all night? Remember that?
Yeah.
That's a thing the USA Network used to do. They have that anymore? They don't.
I don't think they do. Well, volume apparently is really screwing with some people.
Really? I don't know why that would be.
Sorry, folks.
Yeah, I'm...
Turn. Your radio ring. Down.
I promise nothing has changed on this side. Let me just make sure the recording is happening. Yeah, it's all good. I have no idea. Maybe Twitch is amping everything or something.
Twitch is just weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I turned it down. Here, watch this. I'll do it again. There.
There you go. People are saying, Trace Rex said, if you reload it, it's much better. So just reload it.
Yeah, reload it, everyone.
Reloading.
It's not our fault. Reloading over here. Reloading. What's that from?
Flashbacks of Left 4 Dead.
Left 4 Dead. They were always telling you when you were reloading.
Reloading. Okay, reloading, whatever. Just do it.
Damn it, Bill. I hate it here, Bill. Anyway, we're gonna do a show now. Let's do this show. I got a big question for you. It's kind of a, I don't know if this is an ethical question or not, but I think you as a dog owner can answer it for me. Mm-hmm. So today I decided to take a quick 20-minute just chill in the hammock and read a book I'm reading.
Oh, well, envious.
Yeah, it was nice. And I barely get that chance. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it today. I'm going to take 20 measly minutes and do that. So I go out there to do that. And the dog comes bounding out of nowhere while I'm in the middle of reading this thing. I'm reading Edge, by the way. This is a Western novel. It's very good. It's called Edge. And the reason I'm reading it is because I heard there's a new Amazon streaming show coming based on it. So I thought, well, I'll read that first.
Oh, yeah. Be ahead of the game. Sure. Yeah.
And they're short. They're like these little novella type things. And there's a bunch of them. And it's basically like some hardcore revenge Western, which is just so far up my alley. I can feel it wiggling around in there. Right. So I'm into it. So I'm reading this book. Dog comes bounding up to the hammock. Now, normally she can't get up there, but she vertical leaped like Michael Jordan's ghost. Well, he's not dead, is he? He's around.
No.
Still is. Vertical leaped in the air and came and landed on my chest and proceeded to lick me like crazy. Now, that's nice. Fine. That's fine. Happy to see her.
A little Dino action, right?
Sure. Exactly, Dino. Very Dino action. She's super excited to see me. I'm excited to see her. It's good to see Jim Raynor. You know, we're hanging out. We're having some time. And then there's this new trick we've learned where we can go like that. Mm-hmm. And she'll eventually go, she'll throw her head back full wolf mode and go, like it's really funny to
awesome.
Me. So my question is, are we making her mad? Is it upsetting her that we do that? Or do you think dogs are just fine? Because obviously they're doing it because there's something in their instinctual nature is saying, oh, I should howl now.
Right.
Because of the sound. But are we actually being mean to her? Is like this
no,
bad?
I don't think, and I don't think dogs howl because they're mad. I think they howl because they hear a noise that sounds like another dog howling and they feel like they've got to join in. Because that's usually when you hear it.
Yeah.
Right. Is that there's a dog down the street who's howling because there's a siren.
Yeah.
And they howl. And then our dog howls. Ruby howls whenever there's a siren, or she howls when she hears other dogs howl. We can't get her to do it. If we try and make that noise, she just looks at us like we're a couple idiots. But
well, that's cool then that we have this little trick we can do. Now, sometimes she'll kind of half do it and almost seem like she doesn't, you know, she's like she's upset at us for making her do it. But then other times.
Quit triggering my automatic response.
Exactly. But then sometimes she just lets it fly. And the only other time I can get her to do it, and it's not anything I can control, but if there is a siren, like a police siren or a ambulance, somewhere in the distance outside, that sets her off on doing that for like 10 minutes.
Right.
So just
right.
So I found a really good YouTube video of a police siren. And when I play that, she'll do it. So I guess I just wanted to make sure I wasn't doing something that's like mean, you know, like is this her form of crying? We've never had a dog who could do this kind of stuff on command. So I just don't want to feel like a bad guy making his dog do a howly trick.
Right.
But you think I'm okay?
No, I think you're totally okay.
All right.
I mean, hey, if Joel McHale can do it on The Soup every week with Lou, then...
Well, does he do that? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have he has a little dog, which I'm sure is his own little dog named Lou.
Does he still have that gig? That's still a thing he does?
Yeah, it's still a thing. Well, hey, he doesn't have Community anymore.
Oh, that's true. That's gone. Dan Harmon's on to something way better now.
Yes, right. Well,
I'm going to say way better.
A different kind of good. A different kind of fantastic.
For me... I'm glad we have both, but if you were in a world where you say you could only have the one, I think I might go Rick and Morty.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I like Community, but I really like Rick and Morty. What I like even more than that is the news.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's the evening news brought to you by
pickle-flavored Triscuits.
I had some.
I know what you did. You combined the great taste of all those pickles we had this week.
Yep.
Triscuits.
Here's what I did. I made, so Kim was making ground beef for some big lasagna thing she's making. Or no, maybe she might be making shawarma again for tomorrow. Oh my gosh, shawarma.
Mm. Shawarma.
So she's pre-cooking a bunch of beef. And there's a picture of me on Instagram cradling a big tube of beef, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
But anyway, she's making this and we made a little bowl of it. And in that little bowl of beef resides some of those pickles we got from Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
And then these Triscuits.
Tony Paco's pickles.
Yeah. So I took these Triscuits and I stacked them with beef and pickle. And they have pickle in them. They're already flavored pickly because that's the kind of Triscuits.
Oh, they're pickle flavored pickle Triscuits.
Yeah. And I ate probably 10 too many of those. They were really good, Brian. It's like making my own little, what are they called? Hors d'oeuvres. Hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, right. Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
I made my own hors d'oeuvres.
Sure.
Yeah. In the evening news tonight. Oh, by the way, Garrett will be with us later. A little esports update. That'll be fun.
Yay!
Yeah, looking forward to that. Facebook added emojis today. They are anger, sadness, and other alternatives to the like button. So everybody heard they were going to do something like dislike or something like that. But the problem with dislike is like you could put a picture. Like we know a friend of the show, Cleo's been back in the hospital, had some stuff going on with Eden. Everything seems to be okay, but, you know, back and forth. And so when she puts a photo of her daughter up with maybe all this gear on in the hospital, you don't want to like it necessarily.
No, you certainly don't. It definitely sends the wrong message to say, oh, no, in the hospital, like.
Like. And you don't want dislike because that sounds bad, too.
Yes.
Like, oh, right. I hate that you put this here. What you want is more empathetic responses, right?
Right. I think this is a good move. It's a good alternative for sure.
I agree. They're testing this and they want to evolve the news feed like button to be a little bit more granular. Facebook Chief Product Officer Chris Cox. Officer Chris Cox.
Chris Cox here.
I like that it's his name. He is Chief Product Officer, but if you cut it and it just says Officer Chris Cox, I totally buy that as like an SVU captain of some force.
We talked to Chris Cox down in...
your Chris and Cox is your Cox can't cash or something like that.
Oops, sorry.
Oh, that's fine. Call. Is your phone? Get a little phone call there. You need to take that? You good?
No. I even used my watch to say buzz off.
Oh, good. All right. I like
no.
It. No, call. No call.
Go away.
I don't answer calls anymore. I hate them. Anyway, they announced the pilot program in Ireland and Spain. That's where they're going to start. They're going to get a free range, a bunch of emojis, including love, laughter, enthusiasm, anger, and sadness. We hope it addresses the spirit of this request more broadly, Cox wrote in a post. Look, Brian, I think it's great. It seems like a lot of work for a whole team, including a chief product officer, to get their head around. I think I could have come up with this.
Well,
I could have said, hey, how about a series of emojis to say how you feel? That's why they get the big money at Facebook.
Yeah, but the problem is that they have to have a team there to say, ooh, that one might be considered offensive if they use that on the wrong kind of post. They have to like come up with every kind of, you know, post that there could be. A happy one, a sad one, a romantic one. And you don't want to have like, you know, somebody like an emoji for googly eyes or something.
Well, doesn't iOS 9 support the bird? You can throw the bird. Let me see.
Yeah, I think that's one of the ones. I know you can draw a poop, little brown poop.
You can definitely do the poop.
Not a little green poop, though.
I'm going to look in here real quick. All right, so emojis. I can't really search. That's the thing I hate. You got the wiener pickle looking thing. You got the poopy. You got the bikini there. I don't know why that's there. Let's see. Oh, there's too many to find it. Oh, no, here we go. Hand signals. No, there's still no bird unless you got to unlock it or something. Yeah, I don't see it. Hmm. Anyway, yeah, emojis. How far we've come from my sideways parentheses and colon.
Right.
Things have changed.
I'm looking forward to getting to use these. It's funny that Ireland and Spain get them first. Yeah. But
oh, thank you very much. We like to tell each other how we're doing on Facebook.
Just drink a Guinness. Oh, love.
I hate
love
it.
Love button.
Yeah.
Just chased a snake away with a flute. Oh, anger.
Anger. Anger. Hatred. I hate it.
Hate snakes.
You know what I want instead? I want a little talking avatar of an Irishman for my emojis.
I hate your post.
Lucky from Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Go back. Go learn to do it differently. This is shit. Shite.
I mean, they'd say shite. What else? Oh, Star Wars. Mm-hmm. The Force Awakens sets world premiere details. You want to know the details here?
Sure.
Star Wars The Force Awakens will have its world premiere in Los Angeles, California on December 14th, 38 years after George Lucas's original debut at the Hollywood Chinese Theater in May of 77. Disney and Lucasfilm are keeping the location under wraps, but Force Awakens will be the hottest premiere ticket in recent memory. After debuting in L.A., The Force Awakens team will head to London before the film hits U.S. theaters on December 18th. So they're going to premiere it in the States on the 14th, but not to mass audiences. Then they go back to London, and that's where audiences get to go for the actual worldwide premiere.
Gotcha. Okay.
That'll be in London on the 18th, and then France gets it on the 16th, and the UK gets it on the 17th.
And so, we get it on the 18th.
Right. Why are they doing the 8th? Oh, I guess the 18th is just the public, and we get it on the 19th. So that's fine. I read an article today from a guy who, at the top of the article, is on The Guardian, says, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and I'm not going to see Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Oh, no, really?
So I clicked that link bait
and
went in there to see what's going on. Basically, it's this guy going, the hype machine is too high. There's no way it can live up to the level of what we expect. The magic is gone. We have grown up. Our childhood's in the past. May as well forget about it. Even as a Star Wars fan, I will not be seeing it. F you, buddy.
And that is such crap.
It's bull crap. Of course he's going
to be lined up. He just wants to say he's not saying it to like you said, to link bait, basically.
It's horseshit.
I'm making you shit. Right.
Yeah. I'm going
to. Listen, I said that I'm not going to see the new Fantastic Four movie. I've stuck to my guns. I have not seen the new Fantastic Four movie. Eventually I will.
Of course you will, because it'll be a thing. It'll be on. It'll be cheap. Or we'll do it for FilmSack or something will happen.
Exactly.
Right. Anybody who says they're going to purposely boycott it for reasons this stupid are lying. Okay, so Brian Sinai on the Twitter replied to my tweet about this, and he said, I read that article earlier, and like many Guardian articles, I would speculate that it exists to generate activity in the comment section. I agree with him.
It's funny. It's funny how much The Guardian feels like the National Enquirer of the UK.
Yes, because the paper version is highly respected.
Yes. But the site.
The site sucks. Well, it does now in my mind. It makes me mad. That irritates me. You know what? Don't go see it. Fine. Whatever, you weirdo.
Oh, yes. And boy, Disney will note the loss of your money.
This is just what happens.
Scale back on something.
And obviously, I'm heavily biased towards seeing these things, no matter whether they're good or bad.
Right, of course.
But this idea of taking a stance, like you're making go make a difference someplace. Not this. This is not you. This isn't you putting your flag in the ground and changing the world. This is just you being a weenie. Don't be a weenie.
You weenie.
You big weenie. All right. How about this? You can avoid seeing this movie guy at The Guardian, Marvel's Ant-Man getting a true sequel.
No, I won't avoid that one bit.
I won't either. I liked that first one.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Big train going flying out of the house like that. That was great. Marvel Studios announced Thursday morning as part of Phase 3 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe that the summer hit Ant-Man will be followed up with a sequel. Though casting has not been announced, it would be far from surprising to see Rudd reprise his role that earned him accolades for transitioning from lovable rom-com lead to spandex-wearing action hero. I think he still transitioned from rom-com lead to rom-com lead that wore a costume. That's really
There's plenty on the horizon for Paul Rudd that involves will they, won't they, oh, and yes, they do at the end.
Yeah, there's plenty of rom and com to have still.
Ooh, a ROM. They need to adapt the Marvel, the ROM comics.
Oh, I like that.
Then they could truly have a ROM, a Marvel ROM-com.
That's a great idea.
Marvel's adaptation of the toy.
I want to make a ROM-com that's actually about the Ferengi named Rom who becomes a communist, and that'll be just called ROM-com.
A ROM-commie.
Yeah, I like that. I'd watch that. The sequel.
How about a Romney-commie?
Yeah, the Romney-commie. I love it.
Starring Mitt.
I like it. Starring Mitt. He'll wave right for the opening sequence and freeze the freeze frame on him going, everywhere you look. And he go. The sequel, Ant-Man and the Wasp. That's what it's called.
Yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
And the Wasp.
Feels like the end of Gilligan's Island's theme, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah. And yeah. And since she's Kate from Lost, it's like a whole other island as well. Think of that.
Why not the Wasp and Ant-Man?
I don't know, but it's nice to see her doing well. I don't feel like anyone else. We talked about this briefly, but I don't feel like anyone else from Lost is doing anything. Like, I feel bad about that. Like, who else is doing anything?
Yeah, Hurley had a couple of shows. Had Alcatraz, and then he had something else that he was.
And that just didn't work out.
Right.
And then what's his name? You still see him in things, but they're never very good. Jack is in a few things.
Yeah, he had that Vantage Point, that movie. Mm-hmm. Dude who played Man in Black is, do you consider the secondary characters like Man in Black and Jacob and...
Oh, that's a good
point. You've got Bosch, the guy who plays Bosch.
And Bosch is really good.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, I love that first season. Second season's coming, so I'm stoked. I'm trying to think. The secondaries did okay. I thought we'd see a lot more of Locke. What's his name?
Terry O'Quinn.
Yeah, he's in tons of things. Don't get me wrong. He always has been, but I kind of thought this would lead to like sort of...
And I heard great things. I never saw it, but I heard great things about Person of Interest too.
Oh yeah, I heard that was good. Maybe you should watch that. All right. Well, so there's that. But then who else is there? There's Michael. He did a few things. He was in 28 Weeks Later. He was in the Matrix sequels, the two of them. Some other things that weren't good.
No.
Yeah, so she's it. Kate's it, man. No Saeed.
There's got to be somebody we're forgetting, right?
I know we had Charlie, but he was already a Hobbit and famous for that. Nothing after that, really.
He's got a Travel Channel show where he encounters bugs.
Wow, a Travel Channel show. That really is a move. That's a move up, Brian, from...
And Brian, you're qualifying that as like a... you're saying that he's...
Wow.
Are you proving my point or are you arguing my point?
Moving on up there, Mr. Jefferson. Woo! Keep moving. Keep going.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Anthony... you know Anthony... Oh, I can't think of his name now. He has a Food Network show now. He's an actor that's been in tons of things. Like, he was in the first Transformers movie is all I can remember off the top of my head, but lots of other stuff. Anthony Daniels? No, Anthony.
Yeah, not that C3.
Someone in the chat will know, but he goes around to like fairs now, kind of Guy Fieri style and eats fair food.
Oh, really? Like deep fried this and deep fried that, basically.
Yeah, right? That's it.
What else is there at fairs except for pie?
No, that's it. It's like, here's a giant rib soaked in a man's urine or whatever. And here's a corn on the cob with an eyeball or whatever. It's like, and he spends the whole episode doing
Have
that.
Have you ever been to a fair, Scott?
I only go on Halloween. I don't know what's happening. Anyway, good luck to them.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got to that. But speaking of actors who are moving on, Daniel Craig. Mm-hmm. He is, while hot, he'd rather slash his wrists than play 007 again.
Jeez. Okay, we get it. You don't want to play the character anymore.
I heard just a couple of days ago that he said he would do one more. So I don't know what people are, I don't know who's getting the info.
I think he's talking about one more after the next one.
After Spectre, right?
Yeah, one more after Spectre. At least that's how I understood it. Is he saying now no?
Yeah, he wants to do it. He says after Spectre, I don't want to do this anymore. He said, I'd rather break this glass and slash my wrist, the actor told Time Out London when he was asked if he could imagine doing one more Bond flick. He says, no, not at the moment, not at all. That's fine. I'm over it at the moment. We're done. All I want to do is move on, he said in his sweet accent. He says, yeah, that sounds
I'd
like a no.
I'd rather be stripped naked, tied to a bamboo chair with no seat on it and whacked repeatedly in the crotchy Larry.
He doesn't want to do it.
But all of a sudden, I'm...
I don't know who you are. Who is that?
Charlton Heston, all of a sudden, I guess.
You'll pull this gun from my dead hands, Bill Clinton.
That's more like it.
Spectre looks good. I'm stoked about it, but I would not be sad if Tom Hardy put on the suit and became the man. Mm-hmm. He's the current voted up front runner, right ahead of Idris Elba, who I would also take gladly. Either of those guys would be fine. But sure. If I'm picking Tom Hardy, it'd be perfect. Because here's what it does, Brian. He's still ruggedly handsome, like you need, sure. Right? Even for a guy like me. And he's...
It's made for a woman.
But made for a woman. And he's got that broody, angry, kind of right. Busted up look that Daniel Craig also brought out. That is very much the Ian Fleming Bond. Mm-hmm. So I'm all Tom Hardy all the time anyway.
I'm pushing for Rupert Grint.
Oh, Lord. No, he should be Q or M or somebody.
He would be a perfect Q, right?
Yeah. Is it M? Wait, is it Q? Yeah, Q's the gadget dude.
Q's the gadget guy and was the leader. And you keep it Judi Dench as M.
Yeah, well, she died, right?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, did she?
Skyrim. Not the actress.
No. Did she die in Skyrim?
Yeah, at the end of Skyrim. Skyfall. Skyrim. I keep doing that. You know that part where you got your horse and then...
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She took an arrow in the knee.
Yeah, took arrow to the knee. Died right there.
I used to be the head of MI6.
Yeah, no, she...
Did she die?
Her
okay.
character died in his arms, remember? It was a big deal, I think, at the end of that.
Wow, I forgot. I forgot all about Skyfall.
Oh, and then,
What's his name takes over? Fine.
Ray Fiennes does, yeah.
Ray Fiennes, yes.
Did you ever see Quiz Show? You ever see that movie?
Yes, that was great.
Oh my gosh, sometimes I think about that movie and wish I had it. I love that movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
What's his name directed it and wrote it, adapted it? Sundance Man.
Redford?
Redford did that. Yeah. Oh, what a great movie. Y'all want to see a movie?
Leatherface?
One of the great morality plays of modern cinema. That's a great movie.
That is a really good movie.
So good. I think I know what I'm thinking about that movie, though. There's a trailer out for it. You remember that old study where the dude said, all right, I'm now going to inject 500 volts into the patient. And then the guy in the other room would go, ah! And then he'd say, he's screaming for his life. No, please continue the experiment. Do you know what I'm talking about?
They're basically, a person is given the task of pushing a button that electrifies somebody in another room as part of a study. And really, they're the subject of the study.
They're the study to see how far they'll go. How far will authority push them to do something terrible?
Yes.
And I remember it as a kid learning about it and then studying it when I was younger. It was like the 50s or something or 40s.
They're
maybe.
Adapting that into a movie, huh?
Yeah, and it looks great. And it has that era
that
of
quiz show. Feel to it.
Oh, dude.
Mad Men quiz show.
It's got your, what's his name's in it? Is it Louis C.K.? No. Gaffigan's in it in a serious role. Jim Gaffigan.
Really?
Yeah, and he looks great. He's all in his like 50s like short sleeve shirt with a pyro protector and a little tie.
I haven't heard anything about this.
I just saw the trailer and I forgot. It's called Experimenting or Experiments or something. I'm really jazzed about it. It looks like Oscar bait, but it looks great. Anyway.
Huh. How come that wasn't in the summer or winter movie draft?
It may be a spring thing. I don't know. I'm not sure. And it may be smaller than that, so maybe it isn't a big enough release that anyone cares. I don't know. It could
interesting.
Be.
Interesting. I'm looking to see if I can find it. It's not the experiment because that came out in 2010. It's not...
I saw it on iTunes trailers. Let me see here. Huh. I'm just going to look real quick to see if I can...
Yeah. I'm curious about...
It is called... My internet's being weird today. Anyone else having DNS problems out there? Or is it just me? I get a lot of rejected stuff. It'll say, sorry, DNS is wrong for apples.trailer.com or google.com or whatever the .com is I'm going to, and then I'll try a little bit later and it's fine.
I think you need to clear your cache.
Well, I've done that.
Time to clear your cache.
Well, it isn't going there. Gosh dang it. I want Apple trailers. Okay. There we go. It's working now. It is called Experimenter.
Experimenter.
And I'm going to send you a link that you can then check out if you want, maybe even during the song or something. Here you go.
Oh, cool. Peter Sarsgaard.
Yeah, he's great in it. That guy, I am. I usually either love him or hate him in movies. I think that's probably to his credit.
No, I like him a lot. Yeah, he can play some real...
Real creep show.
A-holes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Kellan Lutz, John Leguizamo, Laurie Singer, Anthony Edwards, Dennis Haysbert.
Yeah.
Damn. Nice cast.
Nice cast, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I haven't heard that since I broke my leg in my neighborhood.
Nice cast.
Hey, baby. Nice cast.
When does it come off?
Yeah, see you after the game. Good looking. All right. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Garrett Weinzierl talking about esports today. That'll be fun. A little update from him.
Nice.
And after that, your Twitter questions. Before all that, though, Brian, play music.
Oh, you're going to like this one, Scott.
Okay.
Nick wrote in, said, hey, Scout and Black Arrow. It's my birthday on the 10th, so if you could play a Rocket-themed cover to honor this rocket scientist on the Thursday before the week, or the week after, that would be great. I'm loving what Iron Horse are doing with their bluegrass covers. This one seems particularly fitting. Either that or the Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch.
The Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch.
On the ball.
Yeah, right on it.
Thanks, signed Nick. Mm-hmm. So we've played Iron Horse on the show before. They are one of the bands that you may end up with if you pick up one of those Pickin' On series bluegrass tributes. Mm. There's some really good ones out there. And I don't know why this happens on Amazon. This happens if you buy it on iTunes. But the band is listed as Pickin' On series. When it would be, I'd be much happier if the band was listed as Iron Horse. I'd be, you know, if I was a member of that band, I'd be kind of ticked.
I would be too. I think what happened there is it just got so big and the name became associated and they just thought that was better in some marketing room. But yeah, I agree.
Totally, totally true. It's like the vitamin string, mm-hmm. you know, vitamin series.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
Bugs me.
So this is Iron Horse. Despite what Amazon would have you believe, they are covering Rocket Man. This is from the 2007 Bluegrass Tribute to Classic Rock.
We'll be right back.
She packed my bags last night pre-flight. 0 hours, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. Such a timeless flight. I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning at his fuse up there at home. Think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Rocket man, rocket man, burning at his fuse up there alone. Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as ice. My job 5 days a week. Rocket man. Rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Man, burning at his fuse up there alone.
long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
Well, that was a lovely rendition there. Yes. Iron Horse. Iron Horseman.
Nice harmonization there, too.
Horseman of the Iron Apocalypse. Pretty good. Hey, I just had a Twitter chat with our buddy Daniel. Remember him?
I was just looking at that photo of him with Jury.
The almost undecipherable Jury.
That's right.
But he said, hey, listen to the September 28th episode of TMS where Brian talks about meeting me. My take on TMS... because we were wondering, where's he been? He disappeared, mm-hmm. and he was, like, obsessed with the show. Mm-hmm. Constantly had questions. Wanted to come on and talk about him all the time. And then suddenly, poof, right?
Right.
Thought maybe Brian offended him or something. That's my theory.
Me?
He says, listening to the September 8th episode, Brian talks about meeting me. My take on TMS is that it has gotten stale. You don't mix it up. So here's what I said. You ready?
Yeah, tell me.
Where'd it go? Oh, damn it. Oh, it said right here. Oh, come on, Scott. Get your crap together. Use the internet the way you know you're supposed to. All right, it says, or I said, or you listened to it so much and so carefully, you burned yourself out.
Yes.
That's what I think happened.
Yeah, he mentioned that when I saw him at Dragon Con. I chose not to react to that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah,
there's exactly. There's
you burn yourself when you study it like a... a college course.
Yeah, then you're in trouble. Especially because it's four days now, 5 days a week or five episodes a week. It's too much to do that hardcore listening. It would drive me crazy.
Oh, I want to know more about this one thing.
Yeah.
What kind of leaves did you crunch up in your hand that had a bee in it?
Yeah.
What kind of bee was it?
Gotta shake it up, man.
Were you facing north?
That's exactly what he would ask, too. So was it a male bee or was it the queen? He would have gone all deep. All right, we're going to call our buddy now. Our buddy Garrett.
All right.
Garrett of the Winesurls.
Yes.
He's famous for being one of them.
And, is he blue? Blue still streak in his hair? Is that
blue
still wrecking the blue
still
streak?
There, as far as I know. We'll ask. Mm-hmm. I think that's an important piece of information that we should all know. So as soon as he gets on here, we'll ask him that. Last I saw, he had the blue streak. So let's find out. Time for the eSports update with Garrett Winesurl. Is your hair still blue? No, you got rid of it.
It is gone because I am getting married.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
dude.
Really? And one of the things that had to go is the blue streak in your hair?
Actually, my bride-to-be said, quote, I don't give a crap what color it is. But I said, quote, I kind of want my photos to look nice.
Oh.
Well, yeah, that's true. You don't want to be looking at these in 10 years when... the new style is something completely different. Be like, oh my God, I can't believe I had that blue streak in my hair.
Besides, dude, you can just paint it again later on. Just dye it right back up.
Because it's such a bright color and your hair is normally so dark. Do you have to bleach it and then blue it?
Yes. Yeah. So. If I blew my own hair, which is going to be a wonderful sound clip after this is over, it would look even darker than the rest of my hair. It wouldn't really look blue. It would just kind of look almost black.
Yeah. Well, I like it.
It wouldn't be like a brown poop slightly tinted green. It would be...
Yeah. Someone had a Burger King burger with a black bun today. Or yesterday. You didn't eat it again today, right? It was just yesterday. I'm just making sure.
I had the burger yesterday and the ectoplasmic... the Ghostbuster, the Slimer visited my house today.
Wonderful. That sounds about right. Well, Garrett's always good to have you on talking esports. Actually, it's funny. Every time you come on, a big development happens.
Yeah.
This BBC thing's pretty crazy, but I'll let you take it away. What do you got for us today?
Well, I'm glad that I chose to talk about that. Yeah. This would have been really funny where I've been like, wait, what are you talking about? I didn't write up about. No, of course I'm going to talk about BBC covering the League of Legends World Championship. Specifically the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
This is going to be the first time that BBC has covered an esports event. Really the important thing to note is that it's going to be online only coverage. This isn't like, it's not going to be on one of the main BBC channels. Mm. It's going to be on BBC Three, but their online component. The online broadcast though is going to cover all 4 days of the World Championships. They're taking place at the Wembley Arena in London.
Wow. Mm-hmm. See, these are all baby steps toward, I think, mainstream coverage. Cause you've already got the Little Heroes of the Dorm experiment with ESPN that went pretty well. This recent announcement that it was at USA Network. Who's it? TBS. Yeah, TBS. Who I had forgotten does a lot of NBA stuff too. I'd totally forgotten about that.
TBS does?
TBS gets
all they showed were Family Guy reruns and Conan.
You might be right. No, Conan's USA, right? I think so. Isn't it? Oh. Or is that TBS?
They're TBS.
Okay, they're all TBS.
I'm totally TBS.
Somebody
yeah.
gets a bunch of NBA games. Maybe it's TNT I'm thinking of. Somebody gets a bunch of games.
Oh, it could be TNT because it's Ted Turner's
his little
deal,
joint.
And yeah. that would be because he owns the
hold on, the TBS Atlanta team. NBA. I'm gonna find this. It's gonna.
We're gonna talk about esports, Scott. Not these darn.
You know what?
Real sports.
It's totally true. They did some regular season and playoff games on TBS. But my point was that they, you know, everybody has already dabbled or experimented with real sports. Now it's time to let in this new fang-dangled kids business and cover some, you know, some video games, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why not? I say.
It's a big deal. According to Callum Leslie on the Daily.Esports website, he states that the potential audience is just massive with 20 million homes in the UK with access to the online broadcast.
That's pretty cool. How did the European Heroes of the Storm stuff go yesterday? I wasn't able to see any of it. I heard it was kind of intense. Did you catch any of that stuff?
I didn't get to catch a whole lot of it because I'm getting ready to get married.
When is your wedding? What's the big day, by the
it's,
way?
It's Halloween.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Really, you guys are getting married on Halloween?
Yeah.
Getting married on Halloween.
That's great.
And you didn't, and you thought that the blue hair was.
No, well, that's the funny thing.
Yeah,
well,
the blue hair was going to be too much. Yeah.
Getting delightfully off topic here. But yeah, it's everyone who calls us to find stuff out about the wedding because they're coming is like, oh, is it, looks around quietly. Is it, are we wearing costumes? No. No, you're not.
Yeah.
Please don't come in costume.
You're all going to dress up as James Bond in a tuxedo. That's the costume theme.
I don't hate that idea. I kind of like it. Yeah. Well, that's exciting and congratulations. But yeah, this the European stuff. See, this is what bugs me a little bit. We get so tunnel vision on the American championships that we had for Heroes leading up to BlizzCon. Those were huge. I spent 2 days watching that stuff. It was super rad. And then the Europeans, who apparently had some of the most interesting play ever, hardly got any notice or mention. I don't know what the deal is. I don't even feel like Blizzard did that much pushing. Maybe they don't care. They just want the Europeans to care.
I guess it probably, I don't know, maybe it depends on who you're following on Twitter, because my Twitter feed was just nothing but Heroes European finals, like, all the last few days.
I guess so.
Because it was a pretty big deal, and kind of, and going into it, the Americas finals, it was kind of like, if you followed it, it was pretty cut and dry. You knew who were the teams to look out for. Because Tempo Storm won all three opens undefeated going into the North America's or just the America's championship. Mm-hmm. But the European one, all three opens had a really nice spread. Now, there were a couple teams that did well and placed consistently, but there was a different first place winner for all three opens. Yeah. So going into it, it was super interesting. I thought it was great. But I mean, the big news with that is that, you know, we now have the two teams that are going to be representing Europe moving into BlizzCon.
Who's left? Asia? They still have their stuff to do? I don't know how that works. Who? Maybe they were first. I don't know who's... maybe they're not done. See, this is the problem. I should know this too, and I don't. I don't freaking know who's doing what. I just know the American teams need to win.
I'm pretty sure it's all finished, if I'm not misspeaking.
It should be close, right? Because they got a month to go. They got a lot of planning to do, and they don't need a bunch of last-minute games for sure. Yeah.
Europe is finished. Taiwan is finished. North America is finished.
Where are the Koreans? Were they in the Taiwan one?
That's Korea, which is Super League, which that is finished as well.
Okay. Well, they're going to win anyway, so yeah, whatever. So
that should be all of them, unless I'm forgetting something, which is possible.
Well, you got really nothing to do here. You got a wedding on the 31st, then you got
nothing
BlizzCon.
Else going on. Can you please, you know, track some of this stuff for us? Jeez.
BlizzCon right after that. It's going to be...
You guys are going to be seeing us on our honeymoon part one because...
Kidding. It's like going to be, yeah, like a week after Halloween is BlizzCon.
Yeah, we're getting married, flying right out to Southern California for that. And then the second that is done, we're flying out to Maui for the real everyone leave us alone honeymoon.
Here's my prediction, and I want you to watch for this. While you're in the hotel, what hotel did you get in Anaheim?
In Anaheim?
You know where you're at? You just down the strip somewhere? Or the strip, but
the one that's on the main drag, but the furthest away, it's the affordable one.
Okay, no, that's fine. At 2:30 a.m., I want you to do something. I want you to check out the window closest to wherever your room is, and see if Brian Nibbitt is grinning and staring at you from outside of that window. Because I'm just saying, I'm not saying anything, and I'm just saying, just be careful. Just watch
out. Just because that happened to you once, Scott, you think you can...
I'm looking forward to it again, man.
Lord this over me every year.
That's right. Well, that's all very good and well. And esports, man, here to stay, here to kick it. And also, okay, I got one last question for you. This is a little esoteric, but you got your League of Legends, you got your Dota 2, and you got your Heroes of the Storm. Let's take those three MOBAs.
All right.
League with a giant lead on all three in terms of, you know, who's playing and how many and who's watching.
Terms of playing, Dota is smoking them in the prize pool.
That's true, but they're not smoking them in viewership, which is interesting. So you got them in second place, and then you have Heroes, the newcomer, ironically, given that the whole genre was built in their backyard. But anyway, still bugs me. But anyway, so here they are with their Heroes game. Of the three, and I'm not trying to be biased here, which of the three do you think has the best chance of capturing a mainstream cable viewing audience? If one of those three were to come to say, I don't know, let's say it's even... mainstreamer than that. Let's say Fox Sports is going to run a whole weekend of coverage. Which one keeps eyeballs on the tube more? And I don't mean just because of the popularity. Let's purely just say from the way the games play, which of the three would you watch?
Well, I'm biased, so I would pick Heroes.
Yeah.
But I do a show about it, and thanks to Patreon, I get paid to do a show about it.
Right, right.
But I think there's an argument for Heroes, which I think is a lot easier to pick up and play and explain to someone who has never seen it before what is going on. And thanks to the fact that there are different battlegrounds with different objectives on each one, that even if you know nothing else, you can very quickly explain to someone the objective of the battleground of Heroes of the Storm. And at least that new viewer has one thing that they can kind of latch onto and follow throughout the game.
Yeah. Plus you have the 20, it's like a 20-minute match. You're not stuck there for 3 hours hoping that, you know, one team gives up or something.
Yeah. Yeah, but I also think there's an argument to be made for a game like Dota where the map never changes, which is more analogous to, say, something like football. It's not like you go to the Giants Stadium and there's fiery rocks shooting up out of the ground, but down here for the Buccaneers, their stadium's completely different. Yes. I don't know, it's water-based.
Yet is the word I would use. I would say yet, because one day,
yes,
man.
You're right. The Bucs need to do something insane to get people to actually come see their games.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, Blurn's Ball. If anyone's seen Futurama and see what happened to baseball, that's what I'm looking forward to. Yeah. Well, this is all good. I'm super stoked for you, by the way. I'm trying to think if we'll see you one more time on here before the big wedding.
It should be. Just next week, since I'll probably won't be on, everyone go watch MLG because it's their 100th live event.
Oh, man, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, MLG, yo, Major League Gaming.
Yeah.
Or Masturbatory Lizard Gunk.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know what that means. All right. Hey, it's Garrett Weinzierl, everybody. Garrett Art on Twitter. And, of course, all his shows and stuff can be found at amove.tv. Anything else you'd like to mention?
No, that's about it, folks. Be nice to me. I'm getting married, and I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, don't lose your mind. It's going to be great. And then the little blue-streaked kids come. That's going to be great.
Yeah, then the craziness starts.
Oh, yeah. Get on the stick, dude. I can tell you how it works if you want to know. All right, bye. Freak him out.
I like that we had the thing about that on Therapy Thursday. How soon are you going to have kids?
I know. I do it every time. It's because I get excited for friends who I see their fatherhood potential and I get excited. That's all. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Veronica would be the coolest mom.
Oh my God. She totally would.
And she will one day. She doesn't believe me, but she will. Yeah. She thinks it's all up to Ryan and Ryan doesn't want to, but I can see the future.
You say it's going to happen.
I think it's going to happen. All right. It's going to get back to her and she's going to get all ticked.
Yeah, I didn't say, Veronica, it was not me this time.
It wasn't Brian. Brian only cheats in trivia competitions at Nerdtacular. He does not.
What?
Oh, what? Nothing. What? I didn't try to turn this over and make it into a thing about you. I didn't do that. All right. That's it for that. Let's do some questions. These come to us via Twitter to the AskTMS hashtag. You guys send them each week. We read them on the show. And we had a little theme for it, which is something like this. Where is it? Do we have that? Yeah, we do. We have that.
Want to go bird hunting this weekend?
Bird news tweets.
The guy on Twitter lied.
Birdman! All right, it's Twitter time. And your questions this week start with this one. Ask TMS. Oh, this is a fresh one right off of the rack.
Ooh.
Peter Fisher
steaming
says.
Steaming a little bit still,
it does,
right?
A little bit. He says, do you think Facebook should add the howling rainer emoji instead of the dislike emoji? Now, that's interesting because I know he's goofing around, obviously, but what about custom emojis depending
on what
you're doing
your own emoji? See, then they have to load on everybody's computer.
Yeah.
That'll never happen.
But if they're little vector, like some kind of little vectory things, that wouldn't be any data, really. Like, you know, it'd be small. It's just math. It's not like big images they got to worry about. Mm-hmm. I could see that. I don't know, Peter. I think you're on to something. Peter Fisher. I don't think
it's happening. Oh, Peter Fisher, man. He's, you know.
Good guy.
That guy.
We like that Peter Fisher.
We do like him. He used to beat me all the time in Trivia Crack, but.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore, because I don't play that damn game.
Yeah, screw that game. Jessica Seep, I think is how you say her name. She says milkshake or soda to go with your fast food fries or fries of choice, Brian.
If calories were not an option, if fat was not an option, or dairy for that matter, then for sure milkshake. Absolutely milkshake. Mm. Smashburger makes an incredible Nutter Butter milkshake that's just the bomb. But yeah. That's the problem, is the bomb.
Yeah, it is the bomb. It'll kill you eventually. I'm also big on the milkshakes, but I don't drink them anymore because I gave up dairy years ago. So I'm kind of have to go the soda route. So I'm going to tell you which soda.
Who do they bring to the yard?
The boys. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't remember what I tell them. I'm like, you're in the wrong yard, is what I say.
That's exactly. I get out of my yard.
Get out of my yard.
They're like, get out of my yard.
Drink your milkshake, I'd say. What comic book or comic book hero would you like to see get the Coen Brothers treatment, asks Dojo or Tainted Mint on Twitter.
Oh, wow.
I have a perfect one. Well, I have one I'd like to see, and it would be Chew. Have you read Chew?
No.
Okay. It's this weird indie title on Image that isn't like mainstream at all, but it's got their flavor in it, and I think Chew would be really good. Kind of a noir kind of thing. It's good. They would totally do good with Chew. Do you have something more cape and cowl, more Marvel?
The first thing I thought of was Howard the Duck.
Oh.
Because I think they could do some really cool stuff with Howard the Duck. But
well, the dialogue would be a lot better than the
dialogue
Lucas
would be
one.
Great. Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't have Quack Foo and any of that nonsense.
No, or doing Toot. Remember Toot?
And doing Toot. Oh, you got me doing Toot. But there was one I was thinking of, and I can't remember. Now I've completely forgotten it because I started thinking about Howard the Duck. Dang. Madman? No, what was I thinking of? Oh, well, darn. We'll just say Howard the Duck until I'll think of it in like 10 minutes, and then I'll say it.
How about, I wouldn't mind seeing a rendition at least. I know they're already doing one, but one of... I can't think of his name. A Deadpool would be interesting from them, wouldn't it?
From with the Coen Brothers?
Yeah,
maybe. That's the kind of thing. You need some really quirky...
Mm-hmm.
Something
dialogue heavy.
Right. Something and really quirky murders and quirky, you know.
Weird people.
People are funny looking, too.
Actually, they could go their Blood Simple style, like with Blood Simple or Miller's Crossing style, which is a little bit different than their usual stuff, and then apply that to... Gotham Central, which is
interesting.
Amazing book. Nothing
I
like
haven't
the,
checked that out
it's
yet.
Nothing like the TV show Gotham, so people should read it. It's completely different and awesome. It's amazing. I love that book. Oh, they could totally do that. All right, let's see. We got one here. Dave Podnar, who's ripped from today's headlines. Brian, food poop color decide. Either black Whopper green poop or beets causing red poop for the rest of your life. Which one do you pick?
For the rest of my life.
Every day.
You know what? You just can't beat the green. I'm going to go, I like beets.
Yeah,
but,
beets are all right. But then if you did the beets the rest of your life and then suddenly you hit 60 and you didn't know it, but you got a giant bleeding ulcer and you don't know it because everything's red.
Right.
Then
exactly.
you don't have it looked at and then you die. So
exactly. So I'm going black Whopper green poop.
All right.
It's my favorite cake song.
The black Whopper green poop. I can almost apply it to the...
I want a girl with a black Whopper and a green poop.
Green pooper. I love those. Are they still making stuff? They still do things, don't they?
Cake? I think so. It's been a while, though.
It's been a while. Who are you going to root for in the MLB playoffs, says Devin. Kind of like the Royals. Oh, he says go Royals also.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I'd probably go Royals.
St. Louis.
Yeah, you're kind of a Tom Merritt guy.
Mm-hmm.
Veronica would punch you in the gut if she heard you say that.
Yes,
she hates
I know
that
she
team
would
so much. Sorry, Giants. You just couldn't pull it out this year. What's going on?
Oh, Dills. Boy, don't let Dills hear me say that.
Don't be anywhere near his blast radius when you talk about the Giants.
The splash. Keep out of the splash zone.
Exactly. Okay, Thomas Sant says, why is Heroes Reborn so terrible? I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard terrible things about it.
It's, yeah.
Like, nobody likes it, Brian.
It's all these dangling strands of storylines that I'm sure eventually are going to all merge. And it's just so tropey, and I really had high hopes. I thought for sure, you know.
I had no hopes. I figured that the other thing burned out so bad, and with so few people in the original season being involved, it just was like, okay.
They just need to nuke it from orbit and start over, yeah, basically.
Or just don't even do it again. Just have another show and do something original. It's a weird thing to bring back. Is Hornrim in it? He's in it, right?
He's in it, yeah. He's so far from the original business, he's the only regular. Now, a lot of the other people are making these little flash appearances, but
Spock's not going to come back, is he? Zachary Quinto, he's not coming back.
No, I don't think so. No, he's on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, way better, it sounds like. Whoops, lost my place. There we go. How about this one? Sean Cox, assuming no pain or cost was involved, would you swap your teeth for false ones? Okay, Sean, assuming that they are really good and as good as real teeth in terms of, you know, durability and how long they last and all that. Yes.
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat.
Give me bionic teeth, man.
Any minute now, I would do that. Just come over here and do it. If you could do what you say you could do, I would do it.
Right. If there's no pain and no, what was the other? No.
No, let's see. What did he say? Oh, he said no cost, no pain.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I would do that right now. I have a friend who did that.
You still have to brush them.
It cost him things and he had pain, but he did this very thing. And he's real happy.
You'd still go for a cleaning. You just wouldn't have that screaming pain when they hit that one little nerve that seems to be exposed.
I always feel bad when you go in there and tell me about that, because it's the kind of thing I would dread. I would just dread it. Here's one.
As long as I get Rebecca, she knows. She knows exactly where all those little... She's got a little burnt paper map with a bunch of red X's on it and dotted lines, how you get around all those red X's.
Yeah.
When you're cleaning my teeth before, so she can avoid all those.
And they've written that all down, right? I mean, that is a thing
they
they've
do.
Done.
They have. They do really have it in a...
They've charted it.
Yeah.
Brian's mouth has been mapped. Hans Schubert.
Hans Schubert, my favorite composer.
His name on Twitter is Lunchbox Leroy. Yeah. Hans asks or says, what are your favorite self-development / business books? I don't think I have any. I can tell you.
Actually.
Yeah, give me one. What do you got there?
This is the only one you need, and everybody should read this. Mm. It's How to Win Friends and Influence People by, shit. It's a name that's like Dale Carnegie. It's like on the tip of my tongue.
Earnhardt. Dale Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie.
Okay.
It's how to win friends and influence people.
All right. That's a good one. I also like the 4-hour workday, which I don't adhere to at all. I'm terrible at doing anything it says to do. Basically, it's supposed to make you work less and earn more, but I don't do that. I work all the time.
Yeah.
And
I can't see you doing a 4-hour work week.
No, I can't do it. But I really liked what it said. But as far as something I've actually used in my life, probably the Getting Things Done book by the original author guy. Which
Covey?
All these
yeah. that
no
Stephen
it's not
Covey?
Covey it's somebody
no,
else
that's Seven Habits is Stephen Covey
yeah I forgot the name of the guy the Getting Things Done guy GTG that whole system I liked his book a lot. I thought it was great, and I also like The Rational Optimist, which Schwed turned me on to. That's not really that's more self-help than it is business, but it's not even self-help. It's just like everybody needs to quit being so apocalyptic and realize that we've never been in a better position and to be a little more positive because life's great.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who would win in a shootout? Imperial stormtroopers versus any bad guys from the A-team. Any bad guys the A-team fought.
Oh, gotcha.
Eddie says this. Neither one are.
Neither one would win, but the collateral damage would be epic. The damage to the surroundings would be insurmountable.
Okay, most gag-worthy saying. He wants to know if this is true or false. Most gag-worthy saying, says Halcyon.
All right.
Yesterday is history. tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift. That's why it's called the present.
All right. What's the other one?
That's the only one, and I agree that it's bad.
Yeah, that's... just wants a...
true or false on that
is
one.
Is it gag-worthy or the most gag-worthy?
Yeah. I think it's close. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, that is really bad.
I don't like that. Finally, final one. This is for me. You know what? I'm going to give one to you and one to me.
Okay.
Matt Treadway asks you, what is your all-time favorite role-playing game?
My all-time favorite role-playing game?
Yes.
Like a video or
game.
Anything?
Well, or anything. It could be tabletop, video game, whatever.
That's going to be so boring if I say World of Warcraft, but that's been the one that I've played and enjoyed the longest.
I don't think that's boring. It's good. It may feel a little mainstream, but who cares?
Yeah. I mean, it's no surprise to anybody that I would say that, so I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'd say Diablo.
If I were to throw a surprising one, Wild Arms on the old PlayStation 1.
That was a great game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm partial to the Diablo series. I love WoW, and I love Skyrim and the Elder Scrolls stuff. I'm big fans of that stuff, too. But all right, now I'm going to ask this one. Caesar asks, what do you hate more, mazes or French words? I have a feeling maze might have its origins in French, too, the actual word maze, but...
No, it comes from the American Indians. It was their word for corn.
Yeah, their word for corn. I'm crying one single tear as I think about the corn here. I'm going to say mazes. I hate them.
Yeah.
French words I can live with. Mazes, I want nothing
what about,
to
what
do
about,
with.
Was it not Pathways into Darkness? What was the first one that they did, that Bungie did that was like that? The German Nazi one.
I don't know. I don't remember. Is it a Bungie game?
Yeah, it was a Bungie game. It was the first one. It was before Pathways into Darkness. It was the one where you were finding pages of Mein Kampf all over the floor.
I'm going to look it up.
I mean, it's, you know, like, I guess that's not really a maze, is it? Like the...
You mean like, are you talking about the Castle Wolfenstein?
Castle Wolfenstein,
oh,
yes.
Okay, yeah. No, I wouldn't... See, that's a very good question. So basically... I wouldn't consider those mazes, even if they're super wind. Like, there's a lot of Diablo levels that are windy, and they're always random. Like, they're never the same.
Right.
You might say, well, Scott, that's kind of a maze. Kind of, but there's no dead ends that I can't get out of. There's no absolute... I mean, there is an absolute place I'm trying to get.
So if they're...
But I need encounters. I need things to do on my way.
All right, so a first-person shooter where you did have one way through this thing, but you were still shooting things on the way.
As long as I could shoot them on the way, I could deal with that.
Okay.
But if I have to spend any time just by myself going, let me blindly go down this hall. Oh, that's a dead end. Let me go back and retract to the next hall. Forget right. that.
Oh, that's horrendous. Yeah.
F that.
Do you remember that game? Was it called Descent, where it was three-dimensional?
Yeah, the ship.
The ship, yeah. And the
oh, Descent was great, dude.
The thing would orient around you. Yeah, it was kind of...
Kind of make you sick a little bit. It was a little bit, a little bit nauseating. There's not a sequel. But the guys who worked on that are making something new for VR. So that'll be interesting.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we can all barf on ourselves. that's it for your questions. Again, that's AskTMS is the hashtag. Use that liberally on Twitter, and we'll answer them next Thursday for the PM edition of the show, which is brought to you by Patreon.com/TMS. Quick service announcement. Public service announcement. We haven't talked about it yet because I just kept forgetting. Honestly, we weren't trying to avoid it, but everyone's aware of the Patreon hack. Somebody hacked Patreon and got a hold of a bunch of information. Thankfully, things like passwords and a bunch of personal
usernames,
data,
all that stuff.
That stuff's all hash or no? What's it? Whatever. It's encrypted. At least the passwords were. I don't know about usernames and stuff, but it turned out to be relatively innocuous in terms of actual damage it could do. But I know it freaked a lot of people out, just like any big hack does. And we just wanted to let people know, thank you for sticking it out. And if you're hitting a wall on that and going, oh, I just can't trust anybody who gets hacked, we have a PayPal method as well on the site, which you can totally use at frogpants.com/TMS. But thank you for everyone else who has sort of stuck by us. It's been a weird couple of weeks dealing with that hack. And they seem to be running around like crazy trying to make sure that sort of thing can't happen again.
Right.
It's always trying to stay one step ahead of the hackers who did it for the lulz. Yeah, so everyone's good. What else? That it? That's it. Brian, you got anything else? You good?
I got nothing else. I'm looking forward to a nice weekend doing some trivia tomorrow.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I got to work too much.
Oh, no, today. Saturday. I'm sorry, Saturday.
Well, that'll be fun,
yeah,
too.
I'm working tomorrow. I'm working tomorrow, too. Yeah.
Well, this is for Daniel in Atlanta.
He doesn't listen. He doesn't care.
Well, if he was, he would hear me say this, which is so tried and true. We've done it every day, and now he's going to hear it again, and it's just, we don't mix it up enough. Patreon.com/TMS. Frogpants.com/TMS. 801-471-0462 is our phone number. Email us, themorningstream@gmail.com. Brian's at Coverville. I'm at Scott Johnson, and the show is at Morningstream on Twitter, at frogpants.reddit.com for Reddit. And I guess that's it. See? There you go, Daniel.
Very good. Music Alchemist asks us, or Musical Chemist asks us, show Monday? Yeah. Why wouldn't there be? Is it a holiday weekend that we don't know about?
Yeah, Monday's normal, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I know the kids have some fall break stuff going on, but that's, we're still doing shows.
Sure. I don't think we've got anything scheduled until the week of BlizzCon, and then we will at least have that Thursday off.
Yeah, but we'll record something, you and I, while we're there.
Oh, hell yeah, we're there. We're there together.
Yeah, together at last.
With Randy Jordan, even.
Whoa, what? That's true. He works there. Who else? People, lots of people will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them may...
Veronica will be there. Tom will be there. We could do a Monday show. We could do a Wednesday show.
Yeah, we could do all these things and more.
Oh, Monday apparently is Columbus Day.
Oh, no, we're not taking that off. That's for bankers and idiots. We're not doing that. We're going to be here, man.
Right.
We're going to be here. All right, let's get out of here. Do you have a little song for us?
I do. Let's close out with a tune. This one going out to Colby. Hello, Scott and Brian. I know there's short notice, and it was. But they sent it like a week and a half ago. So if you can't grant my request, then I understand. Even if it's done several weeks from now, I will still be thrilled to hear it. On October 3rd, I'll be marrying my best friend and the love of my life. I met her at work 13 years ago and started a new hobby of community theater just to be close to her. While at first I was shot down, it gave me the opportunity for her and I to become great friends. Fast forward to about 2 years ago and our friendship became romance. Since then, it seems that every part of my life is better. I hope I can be living proof that being put in the friend zone is not a death sentence for a potential romance as long as you truly mean to be her friend and wait a decade. I'm hoping you can play any cover version of our wedding song, Snow Outside, by the Dave Matthews Band. I couldn't. If not, any cover done by the Dave Matthews Band or Ben Folds will do, or just a song about a chicken, a pork belly, and a salad dressing will do just fine.
Hey, Daniel, this is for you, buddy.
The Tender Crisp Bacon Cheddar Ranch.
There you go.
Thanks for all you do, signed Colby. P.S. Not in the tadpool due to work.
All right.
So I could have just said, you know what? We played a Ben Folds song. You're covered. But I didn't do that. And actually, it's partially because the song has been in the hopper for over a week. We actually had it in for Thursday's show last week and decided to move it this way. The song I chose is from something he recorded locally. He recorded this right here in Colorado, actually about 20 miles north of me in Boulder, Colorado, at the KBCO Studio C. And they included it, that radio station included it on volume 20 of their Studio C CD. It's an album that comes out every year after Thanksgiving. And it's great. It's got some alternate takes and covers and great things on it. Came out in 2002. It's Dave Matthews covering a song that was originally done by Lefty Frizzell, but popularized by Johnny Cash. Nick Cave does a version of this. And it is the ultimate song of true love and heartbreak and loss and sadness, but true love is at the heart of this.
It conquers all, really.
It does conquer all. The song is Long Black Veil, originally by Lefty Frizzell, and hope you guys enjoy this.
All right, we'll see you guys on Monday, a day we are here.
This is not a song by me. This is a song, I can't remember who wrote it, but I know it was made famous by Johnny Cash.
I already said that.
Ten years ago, on a cold, dark night, someone was killed beneath the town hall light. There was few at the scene, but they all agreed that the killer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die.
but I said not a word. Though it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. Oh, she walked these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffold is high, eternity is near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold winds moan in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She cries, she walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows but me. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
Show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Help! Help! It's happening!
It's a classic!